Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
All right, here we go, Sonny. Go ahead.
Man, okay. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Josh started a series on being fruitful. So the first week was fruitful, full of the Holy Spirit. God has given us His Holy Spirit. He is a gift from the Father. Principle, when the Holy Spirit starts working on you and in you, it develops fruit. When you receive Christ into your life, you are inviting His Spirit to partner with you. Remember those words, partner with you. Principle, the Holy Spirit is the one who works in us and through us to cause us to grow. Okay, now, the principle, last principle is, if you want to grow, you have to surrender to the Spirit. Okay, absolutely. Second week, which was last week, was what does your fruit look like?
Right.
We are talking about partnering with the Holy Spirit, letting Him coach you as He develops the fruit of the Spirit. The life that is in a state of approval by God is the one that is full of fruit, bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we're going to take a test.
Okay, this is called the great fruit test. Not grapefruit as in a yellow that none of us want to eat, but great fruit test. Now, the analogy I want you to get is every day when you meet somebody, when I meet Minerva, of course I'm going to inspect her fruit, but the minute that I inspect her fruit, she inspects my fruit. Because judge not, lest you be judged. So if you want to partake of someone else's fruit, get ready, they're going to look at your fruit too. And so in order to get it right, I went to the person that I believe understands more about fruit inspection than anyone, and that's my brother Marco Mariquin. Now, Marco said, when these huge container ships come in from Latin and South America full of fruit, they have to call him first before they can even come in the harbor. Because you can't just let somebody bring fruit into your life. He said, because there's three things that will cause the ship to be sent back to its point of origin. Number one is if there's pest, bugs, insects, things that have infected the fruit, if they allow that into America, it would infect all the other fruit in the grocery store, all the other fruit, and then it would be ruined. Secondly is disease. The minute they see any kind of disease, they have to stop it immediately. There are two options. You get sent back to your point of origin, or they have buildings where they can burn the fruit up, because even though there's probably 98% good fruit, the 2% bad fruit could ruin everything. And lastly, you have to make sure on how the fruit is brought in, because they're brought in on pallets. And these pallets are made out of wood, and with it being a wet environment and being on ship, it's very common that termites would get involved. And if the termites are involved with the fruit, then the fruit is no good. I want to say to all the parents that are here today, you got to protect your fruit. By your fruit, you will know them. You've heard me talk about it a lot of times. By your children, you will know them. But really today, lift your paper up and say, I'm going to give honest answers. We're going to give honest answers, because, John, I'm going to come check you and AJ's work. I'm going to come back and check your work and see.
Remember in school when they do those little tests and your teacher says, just grade right. Yourself. And you can see some of the boys were back there trying to change the grades. No cheating today.
No cheating.
Okay.
All right, let's just go straight to this.
Okay.
I want you to write this. We're going to do a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, this is not on your notes, but I want to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how active is the Holy Spirit involved in your life every day? Scale of 1 to 10. Wait before you put the answer in. Can you hear the Holy Spirit's voice in a busy day? I'm talking about wide open. Can you still hear Holy Spirit's voice? Or what about this? when your emotions are on 10, is the Holy Spirit's voice still the loudest? Okay. Cecilia, I knew you would be honest. You're Grady. All right, so Cecilia, what do you give yourself on that? 1 to 10, what do you say? 6. How many of you are above 6? Raise your hand. That's going to be a problem when you go home today. How many of you are below 6? Well, now, first off, I like an honest, but see, this is where you got to work. All right, baby, take us to number one.
Okay, number one is love. When there is a new opportunity, do you think of others first or yourself first?
Is God blessing you so that you can just be blessed, or does God bless you so you can bless other people? Go ahead, baby.
What is coming is an incredible opportunity.
If you want more love, this is what's going to come. Go.
An incredible opportunity to share with and serve many people God has put in your life, that their success would feel like your success. Matthew 24:12 says, because sin and iniquity abound, the love of many will grow cold. The opposite of love is sin. So to me, love is serving and giving and preferring your brother, letting others go before you.
In all of the years we've done ministry together, how many times have we seen somebody get blessed and they just took it selfishly on themselves, and it was the last blessing they got for a while, because the blessing ended up being a curse?
Yes.
How many of you have ever seen the story on the lottery? People that win the lottery, very seldom do they ever end up better. Their life ends up destroyed and devastated because it exposed their fruit. Today we're going to take a good look at our fruit. So, how do you grade yourself in love?
Let's finish that with sin is the epitome of selfishness. Okay, joy is the next one. Joy.
Okay, but he said, remember this. Jesus says, I can wrap up all these 700 in the phylactery laws that you have in two. Love God with all your mind, your soul, your spirit, and love your neighbors yourself. So the essence of love is sharing.
I also like,
for God so loved the world he
gave.
Okay, so score 1 to 10. What's your score? AJ, love, what's your score? 1 to 10. Yeah, but I don't want to do that. That was Kendi. Kendi wanted to do that.
B's
I don't want
good.
To do that.
B's a good grade. B's a good grade.
1 to 10. 7. That's fair. John, what are you? I love it. John, I love that. And you know what? I wouldn't even argue with you. So I tested this sermon on my 3 grandchildren that live in Miami. So I had Christian, Esperanza, and Ariella in the bed. And I said, okay, now I need you to score yourself fair, because, you know, God's watching. And let me just tell you something. Christian was like,
very humble.
He just went, Granddad, I'm not going to give myself, I can tell you right now, I'm not getting myself above an 8 on anything. He said, because 10's perfect, and I'm never going to be there. And he said, 9's too close to perfect. So if I'm really good, I'll give myself an 8. Esperanza followed the same path right there. Ariella looked at me. Ariella was 10 on everyone. She was, I didn't say that.
At the end, she would say 10 plus 1,000.
Exactly. She went over 10. She went until we got to patience and conviction came upon her. But anyway.
Yes.
All right, so 10.
And
y'all
on
got
me
your
too.
Score down for love. What do you say, Sandra? An 8. That's fair. I think that's true. All right, here we go.
Okay, the next is joy. When things are difficult or very difficult, do you find strength in the gift of joy that's inside of you?
Mm.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. So what is coming? Some serious turmoil. If you ask God to give you joy,
you
have
to
walk through some serious turmoil so you can find your joy.
See, make sure you're careful what you ask for. Because I want more joy. He's going to put people in your life that's going to make you have to go to joy.
Can you show joy and happiness when there is none?
Now, or can you show joy when there's nothing funny?
I get up every morning and I go, are you happy? Yeah. The Bible says, happy is the man, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Happy, happy, happy.
Wes, she comes on way too strong in the morning. I'm just telling you, it's way too strong. And she's already had like 13 cups of coffee. Anyway, all right, so let's go. Let's go to number three.
Peace. When there's great conflict going on the outside of you, do you feel an inner peace that you can't even explain?
There's something inside of you. It says you can't explain it, you can't understand it, but it doesn't ever leave. Now listen to this. What's coming, if you want peace, is God developing in you the habit of standing still and seeing the glory of the Lord. I'm just telling you something. There is something so powerful when you have the ability just to go, it's not over yet. Just wait. Just hold it right there. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. How do people see that you're in authority when you've stood still when everybody else caved?
Okay, Matthew 10:13, and if this house be worthy.
I love this scripture.
I love you. Let your peace come upon it, but if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you.
It's like if I was to go over to somebody's house. Let's say I was to go over to Candy's house, and when I got there, I say, peace be into this house, because that's what you're supposed to say when you enter someone's house. I would say peace on this house. And if Candy like had a bad attitude and was like saying bad things about me. And stuff like this, I would just say, I bring that peace back. Because I'm not going to, Bible says, don't give your peace somewhere it's not respected. If you come upon a house, it says, let your peace be on it. But if they don't want it and they want to disrespect your peace, you're at, somebody, when they broke my heart, you allowed them to break your heart.
Okay.
Boy, that was kind of a boom.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Patience.
Okay, anybody that does 10 on this, just get out of the church right now. Or go to the prayer room, one or the other.
This is my worst one. No. No, I've been waiting patiently for 10 years on a certain prayer, and I'm complaining to my best friend that we pray every morning. I said, why is God not answering this prayer? And she goes, because he's working patience
in
you.
What's your score right now?
About a 6 or 7.
Okay, good.
I've learned to just release it to the Lord.
In other words, when your emotions are great, they just can't lead. If you feel rushed, if you feel pressed for an answer.
That's me.
If you are overwhelmed by manipulative people around you, can you wait for God's instruction? How good are you waiting when everything's pushing? All right.
Okay.
Who's an 8 or above? Raise your hand. Okay.
Well, see
Saint
there.
St. John and St. Bill. Okay.
See, you can't have them all.
Okay. All right, who's above 5? Who's below 5? I love it. My people.
Okay.
Go ahead, babe. Okay. All right, here we go.
What is coming is more responsibility and more opportunity is on the way so that you can grow in your patience. And in your patience, you possess everything.
All right, let's go to kindness. Number 5.
Kindness. Kindness is not an act you perform. It is the way you think and live. Kindness is shown in your moral goodness and integrity.
Now, here's what's coming if you're praying for kindness. Being kind to people who really irritate you. How many do you believe that God has actually put some people in your life to really irritate you? Can I get up? Okay. Y'all are too wonderful. Are the ability to give forgiveness to people that you think don't deserve forgiveness because you've forgiven them before. Then the Bible says, they said, Jesus, how many times do we forgive? The law says 7. Jesus said, 70 times 7. You want kindness? How are you doing on kindness? Write it down. Write it down. How are you doing on kindness? Score yourself, because we're going to find out whatever you need most to work on, that's what you're going to do. If you're great in love and you're bad in kindness, this week we're working on kindness.
Yes. I like this one. Goodness. When no one is looking, is there an uprightness in your heart and in your life?
Oh, that's good.
Is there goodness in your emotions and in your belief system?
Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, yeah, you did. You just needed to be squeezed enough. Well, because when you're squeezed and circumstances happen, what's in goes out. Goodness.
And I think, too, goodness is how you think about people. Like,
yes.
If you always give them... I choose to always give people the benefit of the doubt. They have to prove themselves unworthy of my goodness, of my kindness. It's like, okay, I'll forgive you. But you have to give people a chance. You can't just have a bad attitude toward them. Okay. Okay.
So in goodness, score yourself. Because, see, in school, B is good and great. And God, good is phenomenal.
Yeah, God said.
The Bible says Genesis 1, and he said, and it was good. Okay, let's go ahead, baby. Let's go down to
faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Do you have the conviction of the truth in your relationship with God and divine things?
Now, I didn't say what you believe. I'm talking about a conviction. See, there's certain things I just can't do because I have a conviction about it. Do y'all understand that? A conviction that is that your faith is that, do you generally trust God and your brothers and sisters in faith? Because the enemy is out to make you not trust anybody. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm telling you, just don't do business with somebody in the church. You will get. What is that about? Doing business, there's a way to do business. It's called a contract.
Yes.
People get in trouble doing business in church because they don't do business. Okay, that's
right.
The nature of the word. All right, so we realize in Matthew 18, Jesus heard it, and what did he marvel? The only thing Jesus ever marveled at in the word of God was faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Faith. What do you expect when you want your faith to increase? You'll be surrounded by lack of faith, which will demand your faith to grow. Mm-hmm. How many of you know if you're 40 watt light bulb, and you come into the room with a bunch of 100 watt light bulbs, then nobody's going to even know your own. But if you go into pitch black darkness and you turn on a 40 watt bulb, everybody goes, "My God, thank you so much. I can see." So if you want that to be improved, all right, baby, what's next?
Okay, Romans 11:22. If God did not think twice, whoops, I forgot gentleness. Let's go back to gentleness.
Gentleness.
Gentleness has a lot to do with how you speak to people and how you touch people. Do you feel instantly convicted when you respond harshly to someone?
Y'all are too quiet. How many of you feel instantly convicted when you've responded to somebody harshly? Okay, so in other words, you know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know better. That's not what God... speak to other people the way you would want to be spoke to. All right, baby, go ahead.
Amen. Romans 11:22. If God didn't think twice about pruning, taking the pruning shears to natural branches, why would he hesitate over you? He wouldn't. He wouldn't give it a second thought. Make sure you stay alert to these qualities of gentle kindness and ruthless severity that exist side by side in God.
All right, I'm going to go take us to number 9.
Self-control.
When you have self-control, this is so good, guys. You begin to control the atmosphere around you. It starts with what's in you. Oh, man, everything's a mess here. Get this right. Okay, how many of you know the answer to this? What makes you lose control of your emotions and passions? Do you know the answer? If you know the answer, raise your hand. Adriana, I'm not going to make you say it out loud. She was already acting like she was thought I was coming. No, I'm not going. How many of you know what passions you have or emotions do you have that make you out of control? We have to address that. We realize that what to expect, if you want better self-control, you'll be involved daily around circumstances that are out of control. Do you know what? When my son was about, I guess, in our 20s, we did this thing at the church, right, on mission statement. And everybody had to have their mission statement. And his was to bring order out of chaos, which is exactly what God did at the beginning. The world, the earth was without form and void. Darkness covered the face of the earth. It was chaos. And God made a garden and he brought order. So, okay, I want to just pray this. If you really feel like God wants you to increase in love, that was one of the ones that was a challenge for you. Let me see your hand. Good. See that this house is very filled with love. That's our strong suit. That's our strong suit. How many of you would like to find greater joy in your life? Let's see a hand. Okay. Stand up. How many of you, patience? You want to find greater patience in your life? Stand up. How many of you want to find goodness, kindness, gentleness? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. It's good. And what about self-control? There we go. And we're 100%. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that these are gifts that God wanted to give us. And so today we receive these gifts, but it's our responsibility to develop them. We treasure them, so we develop them. Father, in the name of Jesus.
We partner with the Holy Spirit.
We partner with the Holy Spirit, like Josh taught last week, to coach you up. So today I want, in the name of Jesus, self-control, all nine gifts. I would just say it out loud, all nine gifts, especially the ones I'm struggling with. God, this week, I make an improvement. I choose one, right, Candy? I choose one to work on especially. Two, I determine an action that I'm going to do. And thirdly, I'm going to get a scripture that undergirds that. Amen. One last prayer.
Yes, everything in God is choice. You can choose to let your fruit rot on the vine, or you can choose to submit to the Holy Spirit and let it grow. Well, today I wanted to give you an opportunity. If you feel like you've gone cold or distant from Jesus, or if you've never, ever accepted him in your heart, today is a choice.
Yes.
Choose him today. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we choose to serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. And I ask you today, if you want to draw closer to the Lord, recommit your life to the Lord, or find him for the first time, just put your hand in the air and repeat this with me. Father, forgive me of every sin.
Father, forgive me of every sin.
Everything that I've done that has not been pleasing to you.
Everything that I've done that's not been pleasing to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Be the Lord of all.
Be the Lord of all.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Father, I bless these ones that have raised their hands today. I bless this house. I thank you that this is a house of hope and a house of love. I cover every person in the blood of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for their lives, and I thank you for their growth today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.